Rabbi Simoy says this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin in Chelek, Daf Tzadi Amid Beis. There, the whole Gemara is Minayin Litchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. From where do we know in the Torah that there's such a thing as Tchias HaMesim? So Rabbi Simoy Oimer, Minayin Litchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Where do we see Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? Shenemar, because it says in the beginning of this week's Parsha, V'gam haki moisi es brisi itam, Hashem made a bris with the Ovis, Losis lohem es Eretz Kenan, to give Eretz Kenan to our Ovis, es Eretz Megurim asher goruba, the land which the Ovis were gerim, Hashem promised to give him. Zokti Gemara, lochem loy ne'emar, it doesn't say, I'm going to give it to you Klal Yisrael, el lohem, Hashem is going to give it to them, to the Ovis. Now, when did the Ovis ever get the Eretz Yisrael? They died before they ever got it. So, Elo, Mikan, the Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. From here we see that they're going to have Tchias HaMesim, and then Hashem is going to give the Ovis Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now that's the Gemara. First, let's just go into a question the Marshal brings up. If that is a good raya, that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, why do we have to wait all the way till Parshas Va'era? I could bring you by every single of. By Avram, Hashem said to him, Kum hisalich ba'oretz la'arka ularachba ki lecha etnena. That's already Parshas Lech Lecha. And by Yitzchak Avinu it says, Ki lecha ulazaracha etenes kol ha'arotz ha'soel. And by Yaakov Avinu it says, Every single one of the Ovis, it says Hashem told him, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And so you could bring from there, when did Hashem do it? Elamai, Tchias HaMesim. Why do we need to wait till Va'era that it says over here that Hashem's going to give the Ovis the Eretz Yisrael? You know, you have it all over. And I saw the Marshal ask this kasha right there on the spot. And then later on, I saw that there is, we'll talk about this a lot soon, really choshiva letters that the Ramah, you know, one of the Rishonim, Rav Meir Halevi, one of the Yad Ramah, wrote to a few other Rishonim that he's very pained about the Shitas HaRambam in the Inyan of Tchias HaMesim. And we'll talk about it later, what bothered him a lot and what they said back to him. And in those letters that they wrote back one to the other, the Ramah says that it's all over in the Chumash Tchias HaMesim. And he does bring the psukim from Avram and from Yitzchak and from Yaakov. And he says that from all these psukim we see that there's going to have to be Tchias HaMesim. But it's a pella. I don't know that the Gemara did not bring those psukim. The Gemara waited all the way till Va'eva. But I think that the answer to this kasha is like this: that we know there's a musig in the Gemara in a few places. One of them is in Yesh Noichlin. One of them is in Masechta Avodah Zarah. That Eretz Yisrael Yerusha Hilanu Me'Avoseinu. Some places in Avodah Zarah uses the expression Eretz Yisrael Yerusha Hime Avoseinu. The Gemara there is talking about that the Torah says you have to burn up all the Asherahs. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, Asherayim Tisrafum Beish. So the Gemara says, how could that be? The din is Ein Adam Oyster Dover Shein Shaloi. If the thing belongs to me, right, you can't bow down to my car, right, and make my car into an Avodah Zarah. Ain't on a Moshe, Davar Sheinu Shaloi. So, being that Eretz Yisrael is Yerushahi, Me'aviseinu, Eretz Yisrael belonged to us all the way from our Ovis, says Rashi, from where? From Avram Avinu, Rashi writes, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, in Avodah Zarah. So, how did the Goyim make Asheras in our land? All those trees belong to Jews. So how did the Goyim make it into Avodah Zarah? So Gemara says a Moyadik answer. The Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, then it showed that the Yidden were Nicha in Avodah Zarah, and then it shows that we don't care. It's fine. We let the Goyim bow down to the trees. So because of that, that's why it became us. Okay, then going to that Gemara now. Al Kaponim, you see the concept that Eretz Yisrael belonged to us. Me'avisenu, from Avram's times already, halachically, because the Gemara is saying that the Goyim can't be, can't answer it. In other Gemaras, we say that Eretz Yisrael muchzekes lanam aviseinu in Masechet Baba Basra. It's all over there in Perek Yesh Noichlinam Kuf Tazayin Kuf Yates. The Rashbam says, "Who's our aviseinu? The avos that went out of Mitzrayim, because Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael already to the avos who left Eretz Mitzrayim. Like it says, the Gemara says there, Eretz Yisrael leyotze Mitzrayim nischalka. Eretz Yisrael was really given out to the yotze Mitzrayim. So there's a shaila from Rabbi Chanan. Which one is it? Is it from the avos Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov that we own Eretz Yisrael, or is it from the yotze Mitzrayim that we own Eretz Yisrael?" So in the Sefer Ateres Shmuel, he says over from Rav Avram Gurwitz, from the Rishiv and Gatesid, Rav Avram Gurwitz, the son of the Arza Dei Rav, he says that both are true. What happened was there's two kinds of concepts in ownership. There's a concept of Kinyan Harabim, like you have by what's called like Tfusas Abayis. If somebody leaves over an estate, so it until the Yorshim split it up, it's a generally owned thing, no particular ownership of any Yachid. And then that means, for example, no particular Yorish can sell his part because there's no parts yet. It's personal, it's the klal. But then there's another concept of shutfim, partners. Partners, each person has a part, even though they can't point to it because it's like percentages, but it's considered I own 20%, you own 20%. It is ownership of parts. So that's the chilik between the two levels of kinyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael, there were no like people. It wasn't like, okay, so Avraham owns 100%, and now Yitzchak, okay, he owns 100. Then Yaakov, 12 sons, okay, each one owns 8% of Eretz Yisrael. Didn't work that way. It was matana for Am Yisrael. There was no particular ownerships. When it got to the level that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was already mamish particular ownerships. Like the Gemara says that if that person had a bechor, let's say Reuven went out of Mitzrayim and he had a bechor, then that bechor would get a pishnayim because his father had a piece. So that shows that his father had a piece. It wasn't Am Yisrael, right? I'm not the bechor of Am Yisrael. I'm the bechor of my father. So the pshat is, then it already was like shutfim. Every Jew had like a shutfus in Eretz Yisrael. So it changed. They were both types of kinyanim. When we left the Eretz Mitzrayim, we had already a kinyan of, when we had Avraham Avinu already, we got a kinyan of Eretz Yisrael as kinyan ha-rabim, kinyan ha-klal. And then when we went out of Mitzrayim, then it was like shutfim, each person had a part.
Why didn't Hashem have to give it to Yitzhak and Yaakov? Why isn't it just Avram and then Yashin to Yitzhak and Yaakov? It seems like it's not the same concept, exactly.
You're saying, what are you going to do with Yitzchak and what are you going to do with Yaakov?
Isn't that why the Marsha Taka brings that pasuk? Because that's the pasuk that brings all three.
Well, he brought three psukim. The first one was Avram.
No, so the ones by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's each individual one gets the Yerusha, so to speak, fresh. But the last one is all three of them. Now it's a Klal Yisrael thing.
But the Kash is.
And then Yotze Mitzrayim, now Shutfim.
Yeah, but Dr. Pleader is asking, why does Hashem have to give anything to Yitzchak and Yaakov if you're the son of your father?
No, then that wasn't something he can Yerushin over. He can't give that over yet.
You mean the Klal thing can't go over Beerusha?
The Haftakha was the same for all three. It's a repeat of the Haftakha.
Maybe in words, it's just saying that you're... I hear it's a good question. Is Hashem just telling him that you're going to be the one, from you will come out that one day you're going to get...
Not
the Yishmael and not Esav. It's just saying we'll go through you.
Would the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael be considered over Shalom Bo'olam?
Well, it was there. It was there. They got it right then and there. They mamish got to keep it. You see the Gemara says it belonged to them. As soon as Avraham Avinu was told that I'm giving it to you, he got it. And now the goyim can't aser the trees anymore.
You see, it's not midin yerusha. Otherwise, Yishmael and Esav would have
happened. Well, yeah, because they didn't yarshin this, right? I mean, ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. So the Rebbeinu Shlom excluded Yishmael from the yerusha. So he normally speaking, but Hashem caught him up. Same thing. The Gemara says be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So he was excluded. Here. So Al-Koponim, so what I wanted to just say was, but now that you're bringing it up, I see that your kasha is not going to, I'm not going to be able to answer all of it. So I was going to answer, at least for the kasha of Avram, the Marshal said, why didn't it bring the pasuk that Hashem told Avram, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael? Can't ask that, because he did. You don't have to wait for Tchias HaMeisim. Right now, on the spot, the pasuk says, Kum Yisalech Ba'oretz, Kilecho Etanena. He was Koine Eretz Yisrael right then and there. So that therefore the Gemara couldn't bring from Avram. But now I see by Yitzchak and Yaakov, I don't know already if my answer would answer Yitzchak and Yaakov.
Why not?
Because what is Hashem telling him? He's telling him, you're getting what, you're the one that's going to get what Avram had. If you say that answer that you're saying. It's going to go through you, so you're going to get whatever you're going to get. Maybe. So that's at least those. But by the pasuk in Bo'era, there the Gemara is a raya. Because Hashem is saying, I still didn't do it yet. Hashem is saying, I still have to do it. So, meaning, because Hashem is saying, fine, I gave them somewhat of a kinyan, but I want to give it to them that they can actually be there. So, from here, the Gemara has a strong raya. When is he going to give it to them? I mean, they're not here. They're not alive. It's Vayera now. They're not alive. Elamai, it's going to be by Tchias
Amis. But what's the Gemara's raya if, according to this filling, if Eretz Yisrael is only in the Schalk of the Shvatim, how is it going to work?
Oh, very good. That is mamish, one of the kashas we're going to ask. We're going to mamish get to your kasha. Fine. So anyways, that's what the Gemara says, what it means in the pasuk here is that he's going to actually mamish give Eretz Yisrael to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov when Tchias HaMeisim is going to come, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. So the Kli Yokor on the parasha brings this Gemara, and he has three kashas. He says, kasha number one, why in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about this now? Why is Hashem saying that when Tchias HaMeisim comes, I'm going to give Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov a piece of Eretz Yisrael? Yashar Koyach. What's the shayiches to what's going on? That's his first kasha. Second kasha, he says, he didn't see anywhere in the whole Tanakh that it says such a concept that when Tchias HaMeisim is going to come, Avraham Avinu is going to get a piece in Eretz Yisrael. So where is this coming from? Where is this thing that Avraham Avinu is going to get a piece in Eretz Yisrael when Tchias HaMeisim? He didn't find it. Loi b'toyer, loi b'nevim, v'loi b'ksuvim. That's what he says. And he says he doesn't understand why would they want a piece in Eretz Yisrael either. Why would they want to come to this world? Why should they be in a oilam oiver in a temporary world and get a piece of land, real estate in Eretz Yisrael? They're already in Shemaim. They don't need any pieces in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll try to talk about that soon. That's the second kash. Third kash, he says, is that when Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen, the whole world is going to be destroyed anyways. So there's nothing to get. What kind of land are they going to get? Okay, these are the three kashas of the Kli Yokor. And Meimeli says, no, he wants to say a whole new pshat in the sugya there. Not Rashi's pshat, whatever. Ayin Sham, a whole brand new pshat in the sugya. So now I want to clarify what's going on. Some of these kashas that the Kli Yokor is asking are mamish tamua. I don't really understand them, so I want to just clarify. The kasha that, let's go with kasha number three. That's the easiest. Mamish apella. I do not understand. Mamish do not understand what it was bothering the Kli Yokor. Tilaker said, what kind of Eretz Yisrael are you going to give them when Tchias HaMeisim happens? Isn't the world going to be destroyed? Where's that concept? Where's it getting that from? That's from a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Lamed Aleph, and also in Chelik. Shis Alfi Havi Alma. The world is going to be 6,000 years. V'chad Alfa Chariv. And for 1,000 years, the world is going to be Chariv. And then Abaye argued, Abaye said it's going to be the Chayav for 2,000 years. Okay? So I guess he's talking about that Gemara. But Misham Tivta, because we'll soon see there's a shtikel machlokes when Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to happen. But the answer is either before it or after it. Either before the 1,000 or 2,000, whatever Shita, or after it. But either way, the world will not be Charif. Because it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that after that 1,000 or 2,000 years, then Hashem will be Mechadish as Ha'olam. And make and along with making the whole world new again, v'v'yichyu hameisim. So he goes with that mahalach, that the tchias hameisim is after. Or if you go, like we'll soon see, the Rambam Shita seems to be, well, before, so it'll be before. But there, I don't understand the kasha at all about the problem that the world is charev by tchias hameisim. I don't know what he means at all, really. I don't know what that means. So that's the third kasha. Now let's go move back to the second kasha. The second kasha has like two parts in it. First of all, where does it say in Tanakh such a thing that Avram Avinu will get a piece in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, we'll deal with that. Second half, what purpose would Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu want to get a piece of real estate if they're in Olam Shammai? This kasha also is Kliya Nisgava to me. What is the Kliyakar asking here? Because here I have to make a hakdama. This is Stam, good to know. Maybe people know about it. There is a major machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban about the whole idea of Tchias HaMeisim. The Rambam, start with the Rambam. If you learn Rambam, you're going to see that the Rambam says, Olam Haba is neshamas. There's no goof. And the Rambam says that, how does he know that? Because it says in black and white in the Gemara that Olam Haba has no achila and no shtia. Ela tzadikim yoshvim, we say it by Pesach, by the Seder night, right? Tzadikim yoshvim v'atresen b'roshem v'nenim ziv ashchina. So the Rambam says it's absurd to any bar das to think that there's going to be goofim when Olam Haba is around, because what are you going to do with the goof? You're not eating, you're not drinking. What would you do with your goof? So Memela, it's obvious that there's going to be no goof when it comes to Olam Haba. It's going to be a neshama. And then, the Mishnah, you always say in the beginning there, Kol Yisrael Yisham Chayil Kaaba, Shenemar, Lehan Chilo Avi Yesh, not Le, Loilam Yirshu Oretz, Netzar Matoy. So the Rambam says, it says, Loilam Yirshu Oretz. Don't get confused, it doesn't mean a piece of earth. It's a mushal, it means Artsas HaChayim. Doesn't mean, there's no goof. That's the Rambam. Then the Rambam starts making fun of the people that say that there's a goof. He says, how's the goof going to be? Rectangular, triangular, with eyes? He starts like making fun. He says, what kind of goof? There's nothing to do with the goof.
What about the Yatsa and the Shorabara and all that?
Oh, okay. So we'll soon get to that right very soon. So that was the Rambam. So he said it's all neshamas. So the Rama was greatly disturbed. The Rav Meir Alevi, the Rishon, the Yad Ramah. He says, what's going on over here? Tchias HaMeisim. What, the Rambam doesn't hold of Tchias HaMeisim? That the dead will become alive? What's going on over here?
He didn't say that he didn't hold of Tchias HaMeisim. He said it's not Olam Haba.
Oh, exactly. So they answered him back, and I think the Rambam himself in the Tshuva said, Tzvei Bazunder Ezach. Right? Tchias HaMeisim, of course I believe in. The dead will become alive. But the Rambam says, what I'm trying to say is that's not the tachlis. That's not the big thing. There will be a tchias hameisim. All the dead people will become alive. But then they're going to die eventually. Then, when they'll die, then they'll go to Olam Haba. That's the real thing. That's where you have the real madrigas and everything, where we're going to have neshamas and atrasim brashem and all that. And memela, like all the different chazals that show that people were eating and let maybe live yosun or whatever, all those could be by tchias amesim. But once we get to the olam haba, it's neshamas. So then I'll just explain a little more, a few pratim here, just for general information. The first thing is, so some svarim ask on the Rambam, so what's the point of tchias amesim? I mean, what's this all about? It's a waste. You died once, you have to die nochamol. I mean, what's it for you? You die, you get alive again, and then you die again. Mazen. So on that, there are a few different terutzim that they bring from already the earlier svarim, like the Ikarim and the svarim that dealt with these things in those days. And they say different answers. One answer is because the Tchias HaMesim will be your preparation time to really get a good piece of Olam Haba. Why? Because many people go through this world with many minyos that block them from reaching their full potential because of matzovim, you know, different tsars and things and other things that prevented them from getting to where they really want to get. So if the person is deserving, he will get a second chance by Tchias HaMesim, and now everything will be great. And now you can go for it, right? The person all his life wanted to know Kol HaTayer Kula, but he had minyus. He had things that held him back from being able to get to his goal. So they give him, they say, okay, you're alive again now. Everything is gvaldik. There's no tsaris in this world. You can go and learn Yoyim HaVelayla, and you'll get your whole thing. And now when you'll be nifter, you'll be able to get really good Olam Haba. That's, excuse me? Yeah, there will be Bechira, but it will be easy. It will be easy. And okay, that's one pshat. The second pshat that the Rishonim say for the Rambam is because the goof also deserves a little reward. The goof worked so hard a whole life. So Memeila, after Meich Gavin Epis. So Memeila, you have to give him a little chance in Tchias HaMesim to have a good life. That's another time for Tchias HaMesim. Okay, and then they give up. So another reason, I don't remember, different reasons. But the Rambam sheet, and that's one nekuda just in the Rambam sheet. The second nekuda is just to say from Rav Huttner that Avada, the second time around, when the people die, it won't be comparable to what we call dying now. It won't be like a sad thing or anything. It's not pshat they're going to have Levayas with sitting Shiva Nachamol and all that. It's going to be that the person's time has come to enter Olam Haba. You know, it will be Aliyah. It won't be, okay, stop. That's the Rambam.
What's after a person who dies in this world? We call it Olam Haba. It's not Olam Haba?
It's a different thing of Olam Haba. It's not the thing that the Rambam's talking about. It's a different Olam up there. But Al Kaponim, that's the Rambam's Mahalach and the whole idea of Tchias HaMesim. Now, according to the Rambam's sheet in Tchias HaMesim, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, that's the, I believe the Ra'ah, that's one of the people the Ramah had, I said before, the Ramah wrote letters to all the Chashav Yidin about the Rambam Shita. He wrote to the Ra'ah, he wrote also to the Rash, you know the Rash Mishans on Zroim and Taras. He wrote him a whole letter also about the Rambam. And they all wrote him back letters, and it's all called Igres HaRamah. It's many, many pages long, back and forth, each one writing a letter to him, and back and forth, all about Tchias HaMesim. So the Ra'ah wrote that according to the Rambam, the way it works is that Tchias HaMesim is going to be within the 6,000 years. Yeah, we don't have too much more left. Only a few hundred years left. In there comes the Tchias HaMesim. And then when the Gemara says that 1,000 years the world will be destroyed, that the Gemara says clearly no one will be alive anymore. So that's when everyone will already be done with Tchias HaMesim. And then after that, we'll start Olam Haba. Okay, that will be the neshamas. Now that's the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban argues entirely with that. The Ramban says that's not our mesora. Tchias HaMesim means that we're going to have gufim forever. It's not so for sure. Forever is mamish forever, for a really long time at least. Mamish, like the Iker Tchias HaMesim, the Iker Olam Haba, Zok Derman is with a goof. With a goof, we're going to have. He says, the Rambam had kashas. that what's the point of a goof if you're not eating, you're not drinking? What are you doing with this goof? So Ramban writes both answers. I can't translate 100%. Well, the first answer, he said, is according to the parish on the bottom that they have now called Chazoin Yoyel, says that there will be certain things that we will do with the goof. We won't eat, maybe. We won't drink, but we'll walk and we'll do things. There will be things, because it will still be on earth and it will be goofim. And another reason, he says, soidus. Kabbalah, when the person's goof is not just for what you think it is, you think it's just for like eating and this, there's Kabbalah involved, and you need a goof, even if you're not doing those things. But the bottom line is that the Ramban holds that Tchiyas HaMeisim is the ikur thing. And it's kedai here to mention another thing. The Acharonim ask, Bishlamo, according to the Ramban, so I understand why Tchiyas HaMeisim is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrin. Because it's basically the yisoid of Kibbutz Char. It's the yisoid of where the whole tachlis of the world is at. That we're going to come to Tchiyas HaMeisim. We're going to have a Nani Mziv Ashchina, and that's the whole tachlis of the Welt. But according to the Rambam, it's a little zach. I mean, it's not the main thing. It's we'll be get alive again, and then we'll die again, and then there will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So why is that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim? So they bring, I don't know if it's Mamish Meduik 100% in the Rambam himself, but the Svarim say that according to the Rambam, the Ikr is the belief in the Yecholes of Hashem to be Mechai HaMeisim. It's not that what's going to happen is so important. It's that a person has to say, I believe Hashem will make dead people alive, that Hashem is a Baal Yecholes to do that. Okay, so now that we just talked a little about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Right, 100%. It's for sure going to happen. Just why is that thing one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim? You know, 13 Ikrim, that's it. Why is it like a Ikr of Yadus? Like, okay, that you believe Hashem exists, that the Torah will never change, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the main Navi. Okay, it's a pillar in Yadus. But why is it a pillar in Yadus that we're going to get alive for another 100 years and then die? Why is that a pillar of Yadus? So they're saying the pillar is that you believe in Hashem's, that he's going to do such a thing, that he's going to make a mace, a chai. That's why it's a yesod. What about?
You said
the Tchiyas HaMeisim. Oh, so the Ramban says Tchiyas is Olam Haba. So the Ramban says mamash the opposite. He says that before the 6,000 years, there's going to be zero Tchiyas HaMeisim. Right? In the next 200 years, no Tchiyas HaMeisim yet. Mashiach yet. But not Tchiyas HaMeisim. Adarabba, after the 2,000 years, then, or 1,000, whatever Shita, then there's going to be a new world, Olam Haba. And we're gonna get goofim, Tchiyas HaMeisim, and they'll go on forever with those goofim. That's the Ramban's Mahalach in Tchiyas HaMeisim. So, anyways, Achar Kol Advorim Ho'ele, I don't see that there's any mockum at all for what the Kli Yoker is asking, that why by Tchiyas HaMeisim is Avraham Avinu gonna wanna be in this world? Well, where else? I don't know what the kash is. Tchiyas HaMeisim L'chuli Alma is not a neshama. Everyone holds it's a goof. So the Rambam holds it's a goof before. The Ramban holds it's a goof after. But it's a goof with everything, with Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, just before that in the Gemara, another Mar Mokum for Tchiyas HaMeisim, because it says, Unisata mimenu la'aron ha'koyin truma Hashem, that we're going to give Aaron ha'koyin truma. And the Gemara says, when did Aaron ha'koyin ever get truma? He never made it into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, by Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're going to give him truma. So the Ramah writes there, we see, we're going to eat. Right? We're going to eat truma. So Memela, there's a goof. So Memela, Aybazoi, L'choya, that half of the Kasha of the Kli Yoker, I don't understand why it's Shmei. But now let's go to the other half. The Kli Yoker said, what is this thing that Avraham Avinu is getting a piece of Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean? We're going to give Avraham Avinu a piece of Eretz Yisrael. So l'chayr, that half of the kasha, yesh lo makoy, because l'chayr at first sight, Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael, and it belongs to Klal Yisrael till this very day. Right now, the Rishonim write that Kol Echad B'Yisrael Yishal Arba Amos Beretz Yisrael. You know, Taisus and Bal Basr, Mem Dalar Amin Beis. Every Jew has a piece of karka because if you're a son of a Shevet, if you come from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whatever you are, so then your father had a piece of Eretz Yisrael and you inherit a little piece of Eretz Yisrael. So what taka does it mean that Avram Avinu is going to have a piece in Eretz Yisrael in Chiyas HaMesim? How will he get one? How is he going to get one? He was not born, he did not inherit it from anybody. He was before all of us. He was before the very first people who ever got Eretz Yisrael. And it's too late. How is he going to get a piece? Or I saw another sefer.
Could be like Yerushalayim.
Oh, you mean if it wasn't given to Shvatim? Somebody told me that idea. Maybe the part that wasn't given to Shvatim, I'll get. Okay. Okay. And then, And another question I saw another person asked was like this. The whole Eretz Yisrael, every drop of Eretz Yisrael is owned by a Shevet. There's Chelek Reuven, Chelek Shimon, Chelek, you know. Avraham Avinu, which Shevet will he go to? Where will he get his peace? In Reuven, Shimon? So that's the question. Okay, so that question, all right, now we have a question. Where exactly, how do we understand this thing that Avraham Avinu is going to get an Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean? Now, the Oid Yoyser, if you look in Rashi's words, the words on that Gemara, on Tzadi Amid Beis in Sanhedrin, Rashi writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you, Ani etein lecha es Eretz Yisrael. Hashem swore to him, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And Lamaisi, he never lived to get it. So when will it happen? Says Rashi, it's going to come, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Ve'oz yitein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Eretz Yisrael. Then Hashem will give him Eretz Yisrael. So I had a big argument with one of my chaverim. I said, it sounds to me from Rashi that Hashem's giving Avram the whole Eretz Yisrael, not 4 feet. He said, no, it's not lav davka. Rashi maybe just means a little piece of Eretz Yisrael, but ani bimkoymi amoid, I think the Pashat words in Rashi sound like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Avram Eretz Yisrael, not a little estate to build a house.
Isn't that why you walk?
That's for sure why I walked then. So that for sure was for the whole thing. But that was, we already talked about that he already got that. That was like cleaning Klal Yisrael, fine. But when will he, now Hashem promising him something special by Tchiyas HaMeisim. What does it mean? So for this I want to say over something in Navi Yechezkel. Not that I know any really Navi Yechezkel, but I know Gemara, and the Gemara brought down the Navi Yechezkel. The Gemara is in Bava Basra. In Navi Yechezkel, there's a few prakim, Perek Mem Zayin and Perek Mem Ches, where it says that Hashem's going to give out the whole Eretz Yisrael all new, Lasid Lavi. And in this new thing, the Rashbam Shita there, is that it says in the Navi black and white, it's going to be divided into 13 parts. And the Gemara says, who's going to get the 13th part? The Nasi. The Nasi, whoever's the Nasi, that then is going to be David HaMelech, whoever it will be, he's going to get one strip. And then who will be the other 12? It's also going to be different. Levi is going to get, because it says they're Shar Levi Echad. Until now, Levi never got. He got Ari Miklat, but then Levi is going to get. And Ephraim and Asher are going to have to combine into one to give room for Levi. So there's going to be a whole new matzah, right? And then it's going to even work different. It says in the Gemara there, Loi ke chalukas olam hazeh, hu chalukas olam haba. The chalukas olam hazeh, the different people got different types of land. Some got a har, some got a bika. Within a whole shevet, you got everything covered, but each private person got. But then every single particular person will get a har and a bika, and it's going to be a whole different way. So the shaila on this piece of Gemara is, what's happening here? What's wrong? We already gave out Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a piece in Eretz Yisrael. You have the Nevi'im. Tell them where they belong, right? And I don't know where my piece is. So the Navi will tell you, you're here. Why are we doing it all from new again? And why are we switching it around? So you can't ask the Kasha. We can say, Hazeh is this. Okay, but is there anything more to say?
It's not going to be the same Eretz Yisrael, is it?
why won't it? Oh, because it will expand. I hear. Well, somebody told me that, but Pashtus, the pshat is that it will expand, so whatever was there will get bigger, so just show, you know. That's your piece that expanded.
But how are you going to do? Be great-great-grandfather's alive, and your great-grandfather's alive?
You mean how will all the people of Tchias HaMesim get?
How is the family going to go back and get? I mean, it was my great-great-great-grandfather's.
Okay.
So what part is mine? Like, how is he
going to
divide up the
money? I mean, you're saying, well, what I could do, of course, I'll say, okay, the first person who, your great-great-great-grandfather who got it all the way there, that was his thing, right? Yeah. All of you who got from him will go into his thing.
But he's still here. It's his.
Okay, so, but...
he has to give up his
part. He has to give part to the ones under him. We're not going to do that, you're saying. So maybe because of that, well, I mean, the way it happened, just like it happened, right? He died, and then he got, and then he got. So all those people from all, will all go back to where they had. Let's say Reuven died, and he had two sons, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi died, and he had two sons.
But then Reuven doesn't have a part anymore. Now he's alive. He's back alive.
Right, so now we'll say, okay, all eight of you go to where Reuven was, and split it up.
Oh, evenly.
Evenly. Are you saying why should it be evenly? The chayra, oh, that's what they will do, no? The
no, first person.
So you're saying maybe since there's all the people that were not around, so I maybe that's why.
Isn't that why the land would spread out?
Yeah, there's going to be much more people. I mean, that's a zikr would be necessary. There'd be way more people. I hear. Anyways, okay, so I want to say the following thing. Here, you're saying, Pasha, because there's all these people, so you make a new chalukah already, because there's new, all these people back. I want to say a machloikis also. I don't know if people, it's you see, they're shining, they're very into these things. It's kedai to say them over. The Rambam and Ramban had another huge machloikis. Is planet Earth going to stay here forever? The Rambam's shita is that the Earth will never go away. Why? Because it says in Kehelis, first of all, v'ha'oretz lo'olam oimedes. So that says lo'olam, you know. And then he brought another pasuk, yosadta eretz al mechoineha bal timoit oilam vohed. Right? That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yosadta eretz al mechoineha bal timoit oilam vohed. In Baruch Nafshi. And the Ramban stels tzu to the Rambam on that. He says the Rambam has a good point, because there's a Gemara in Irvin Nun Dalet. The Gemara says that whenever it says Netzach, Sela, or Voed, it means forever. Mamish forever. And it says Voed. So Rambam says planet Earth will always be there. Right? Even though the Rambam said that one day there'll be Neshama, so I don't know if he's still saying even then or how long is forever, I don't know. But he says forever. The Ramban, in his drasha on Kehelis, you know, there's a drasha Ramban on Kehelis. It's in Kisvei HaRamban. The Ramban brings this Rambam, and the Ramban writes, Loi amin lidvarov, because my mesoiris from Chazal is that the world will disappear, because by that 1,000 years, because it says for 1,000 years the world will be chorev. Now the Rambam says pumpfarkert, that's a riot to me, because it says that the world, first it just says chariv, which just the Rambam says that means nobody will be alive, but it didn't say it will disappear. Second of all, the Rambam says if there's no world, then time cannot exist. So how could it write for 1,000 years it will be chariv? That shows that there's got to be planets and orbits and sun and moon, or else there's no measure of 1,000 years. So therefore, the Rambam says, "Farkert." When it says the oilam will be chayr for 1,000 years, Araya, that just will be desolate. But there will be a world.
The Rambam says he also said that the kufim going to last really long, right?
The Ramban, where he says that after 1,000 years, when Hashem makes the new world, then the kufim will last for. Endless.
That's it. So I was doing it like this. We're saying that the world is not going to. I seem like they're both got problems. The Rambam says that the bodies are going to disappear.
Right.
The world's going to stay around. And the Ramban says, forget it. The world's going to stay as.
Going to disappear and reappear again.
Reappear.
I thought that Taka, the two Rambans go together. I thought. Because the Ramban, he says that there's going to be gufim in this, in Trias HaMesim and Olam Haba, right? It's going to be what? There's going to be the same gufim, the same world, the gufim that are Nani Miziv HaShechina are going to sit in the world that we're in and be Nani Miziv HaShechina. It sounds, no. So the Ramban says, Takanat. What's going to happen is the world, this is what the Ramban is saying anyways, whether you like the Tzlshitas or not, but this is what, how it's going to be. According to Ramban, this world is going to disappear. It's going to turn into Toyu Vavoyu, he says. And his girsa in the Gemara, we don't have that girsa. He says, my girsa says Toyu Vavoyu. During the 1,000 years, the world's going to go back to Toyu Vavoyu. Then Hashem's going to make a brand new world. And in the brand new world, there will be brand new gufim. And those goofy will go forever. So Mimele, it's the pshat, it's like the Ramban also, it's a different madrega. It's not pshat right in this world, the way we see this world now. There's going to be these kind of goofy that last forever. It's going to be a new world. The Rambam, he anyway said that the pshat is, after the 1,000 years, there's not going to be any goofy. It's going to be neshamas. So the Rambam says the world's going to be there. I don't know till when exactly. He says the world's going to be there, no new worlds. That's a Rambam's sheet, okay? That's another big machlekes. And there's a whole Tshuva Harashba about it. A big, long Tshuva Harashba in Siman Tes. The person said, I heard that some people say the world's going to disappear. Some people say the world's going to stay. What do you hold? And the Rashba gives a gansa arichus with the whole Hashkofa thing first. He says a whole thing. He says, you have to know about psukim that a lot of psukim are not literal. He says, Lamashal, it says, Oz Yiranenu Atzei Hayor. Right? So somebody's going to say, oh, you see that the trees are going to become people and they're going to start singing. So he's, that's Shtusim. And it just means expression. It means that the Atzei Hayor are going to be whatever. It's not, doesn't mean they're going to. So he says, how do you know which psukim are literal and which psukim are not literal? Zokter, that the rule is Misoira. That's it. He says, there's no answer. If you have a Misoira that it's literal, then it's literal. If not, you don't know. So Zok the Rashba Nuneila. Really, the truth is that mitzad psukim, you could go either way on this shaila, if the world's gonna, you know, is gonna last forever or not. He says, and out scientifically, he would say it looks to him like the world's gonna stay. That's what he holds. He says it looks like it's gonna stay. So I already heard that people nowadays aren't so sure. I don't know. Al Kapanim, whatever it is. In his days, they thought so. He says, but it doesn't make any difference because we do have a Messiah. And the Messiah is that the world will not be here. And he brings down Pikud Rabbi Eliezer that says that the world's going to disappear and it's going to come back. So Memela, he says, that's the Messiah. So I he ends up with the Ramban.
Didn't the Ramban say something's made up of pieces has to fall apart?
Who's that? Yeah, he says something about Murkov. He says something, but I don't know that part good enough. I just know the Maskona. The Maskona is he says that it's going to last. So anyway, so I thought like this. If you go like the Ramban, that the pshat is that there's going to be a new world, is oy bazoy, maybe that's why you need to michalik it over again. Because all the chalukah that Klal Yisrael had, it wasn't in this world. If there's now a new world, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo's giving out from new. But even if you say like the Rambam, that it's the same world, but there's the Briskrav says like this, we have a Klal, Gemiri Deloy Kala Shivta. The Gemara says, right, a Shevet will never entirely finish. And a Shevet will never finish. There's always going to be some people left. So the Briskrav said, why is it that Hashem made it like Azah Havtocha, that a Shevet, there will always be some people from Reuven, from Shimon, from each Shevet? So the Briskrav said, because Hashem promised that Eretz Yisrael will be the way it is, given out to the Shabbat. If a Shevet would disappear, then the Chalukah would be batal. Because then that Shevet can't have a piece if there's nobody representing that person. So Memela, therefore, it's like Kol HaShivta. Comes out according to the Rambam, I mean, according to what the Briskrav is saying, that when the 1,000 years comes, even if you go with the Rambam's sheet, that then the world will be there, but it's just that there will be no human beings. there, then all the Shvatim lost their parts, because you can't own something if there's no person. So Memela, there's no people, the world is like Hefker, you know, nobody owns it. You can't say, Reuven owns it. There's no Reuven. There's no person. Is Memela, it comes out that when the, after the Rebbein Shalom makes Tchiyas HaMeisim, after that, then the Rebbein Shalom has to make a new Chalukah, because nobody owns it anymore. So either way you look at it, whether you say there's, it's a new world, or even if you say it's not a new world, but there's no people, there has to be a new chalukah. So memela, the shaila is, how is the new chalukah going to work? So on that, I believe that's the pshat. That Rashi is pasha pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when the new chalukah is going to happen, Hashem will give Eretz Yisrael once again to Avram, just as the first time around. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first Eretz Yisrael, he gave it to Avram, then it went to Yitzchak, went to Yaakov, and then it went. The same thing when there's going to be the new Chalukah in Yechezkel, again Hashem will say, Avram, this is Eretz Yisrael for you. Now, from Avram will be given out to Yitzchak, and from Yitzchak will be given to Yaakov, and then it will be given out into all the Shvatim and everything. Is Memela, that's how Avram Avinu will get Eretz Yisrael. Not a piece, he'll get the whole Eretz Yisrael to start with. And then it will be passed on, just like it happened the first time.
Gear will get outside
of it. Oh, so it says in Yechezkel, in the Pasuk there, that a ger, it says in the Navi, a ger, wherever he lives, they'll give him a piece. If he lives in Shevet Reuven, they'll give him a piece from Shevet Reuven. That's what it says over there.
Why should he get a piece?
Why should he?
Get a piece in the first
place. Yeah, that's a new thing. That this time, when this is not a chazorah of last time, and I'll tell you what it says. How do I know that pasuk? I don't know Navi. I know from the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech in Bikurim says, he says like this. It says in the Rambam that a ger is allowed to be mevi v'koyre. If a ger has trees, he's allowed to be maybe Bikurim Bikurim. Why? Because he could also say Nishbat Alavuseinu, because Avraham Avinu is called the father of the game. You know, Avam Oyin Goyim. So the Mishnah Melech asks, granted he could say Avuseinu, but you also say Nosata Li Hashem. And the Gemara says women don't say Nosata Li Hashem because they didn't have a Chalukas HaAretz. So how does the Ger say those words? So that's the kasha of the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dal of Bikurim. So in the parentheses, it says there that the Kapos Temorim answered because it says Asher Nishba Hashem Lavoseinu Losis Lanu. You say Loshen Asid. Hashem swore that He will give it to us, and Hashem will give it to the Gerim too, as it says in Yechezkel that the next time Gerim will get. And the Kapos Temorim says, so why is it that the last time the Gerim didn't get, and then next time they will get? He says, because it's a different type of Gerim. The Gerim that were around when we left Mitzrayim were Erev Rav. They didn't deserve a piece, so they didn't get. But the Gerim that will be by Tchias HaMesim are going to be the Gerim Tzedek. They deserve a piece. That's what he writes.
Where did Gerim live?
I don't know. It says in the Navi, if he lives by Reuven, give him from Reuven. If he lives by Shimon, give him by Shimon. I don't know how he ends up living there. I don't know.
He bought
something there. He bought a house there, I hear. Yeah. So anyways, okay. So you hear what I'm saying. Forget about all the Kabbalistic part. Let's get to the Pshat and Rashi. Rashi said, Avram Avinu is going to get Eretz Yisrael by Tchias HaMeis. What does he mean? So I'm answering, Rashi means because it says in Yechezkel that Eretz Yisrael will be given over from new. And now when Hashem gives Eretz Yisrael from new, I'm saying that it seems from this Rashi, it will go the same method. It will go through Avraham Avinu. Okay, now I just want to add on one kuda here that I explained, so the way I just explained it was that this Eretz Yisrael being given from new will be, when will this Yechezkel happen? When will this whole thing in Yechezkel happen? It will happen in Olam Haba, I was explaining. In other words, after the 1,000 years. It will happen in Olam Haba, and that's after the world, no one's alive, and there's no, the Rambam holds, the Ramban says there was no world. After all that happened, then. That's how I explain it. However, that only is possibly true if you learn like the Ramban that there will be a world and there will be people with bodies. That and that's Takal the Marshal over there in Bava Basra explains that it's talking about Olam Haba. That's all the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the after that 1,000 years, we're neshamas. There's no Eretz Yisrael for us anymore. Like the Rambam said, Eretz, you're not getting any Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisachayim. So the Rambam holds that that whole Nevuah and Yechezkel is happening before the 1,000 years by Mashiach's time. Before anyone died, before this whole 1,000 years that everyone is, because after that there's no Eretz Yisrael. So according to him, you can't give my timing. I gave the reasons. Why is it going to happen? Because there's no people. And according to the Rambam, that's not the reason. I don't know the reason. According to the Rambam, when it's going to, maybe we could say your reason, because there's new, all the people got alive, we're going to redivide it. Whatever, I don't know. But it doesn't matter for so much for our sake. It's just you can't say that reason, but it's a fact in Yechezkel that it's going to be redivided. According to the Rambam, it's going to be redivided by Tchias Amesim time, before the 1,000 years, like the Rambam Shita, that's Tchias Amesim before. And Vayter, it's the same thing. For whatever reason, Hashem is doing it over then, and we're starting all from fresh. We're giving out Eretz Yisrael all over again. And again, Avraham Avinu will get it. And from him, it will go to the other people. Okay, there's one last little horror that the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim asks. It says in the Ravid that the reason why the Levim get Trumas and Maisris is because they have no portion of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ravid says that the Rambam holds that when Klal Yisrael conquers new lands, the Levim are allowed to get part of that. They only don't get the proper Eretz Yisrael itself. But when they conquer, when they go bigger, the Levim get. So the Rabbi says, okay, according to the Rambam, Levim can't get any Truma Maaser over there. Because since they get part of the land, they don't get Truma Maaser over there. So the Parashas Drachim asks, then it says in Yechezkel that the Levim are going to get. So according to that, then it turns out that no Levim will get any Trumas of Meister, Selassie Lavai. And the Gemara said that when Sata Mimenu La'aron HaKoyin, that by Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to still be giving Truma to Aaron. So how's the Rav going to answer that?
That's two different Rayas. Those Rayas are exclusively.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. The answer is because Aaron is when there's still people eating. Like the Ramah said, so that's talking about before the 1,000 years. The Yechezkel, when Levi's getting, is after the 1,000 years. When like the Ramban's Mahalach, when there's no eating and when there's still Gufim, like the Ramban says, so they still have to divide up Eretz Yisrael. But then there won't be any Truma Maaser because no one can eat, like the Ramah says.
But the Ramban, when will they get Truma Maaser?
You're right. That's a kasha on the Ramban. So the Ramban personally, the Achronim say that the Ramban is going to have to say that it not the minute that the first minute of Tchias HaMeisim right away it won't happen that we won't eat anymore. After we'll get to the Madrega that we won't eat. That's what he says. But I'm saying for the Ravid we could say push it that it will be before. Okay, that's the whole thing. Yeah. And that's what it comes out according to the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, they're going to be together again. Yeah.
You got to hear Moshe Eisenberg's version.
Yeah.
We found there was
the land. Should live so long.
Not going to. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But the land is like hovering above. Really? He says Yerushalayim is like 46 miles.